It's a Schlesen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parshas Kisisa. What a jam-packed Parsha, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Hashem says to Moshe, Ki tisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael, lipkduhem v'nasu ish kofer nafsho. We know right in the beginning of this parasha, Hashem says you should take accounting of Klal Yisrael, and you should give, as the next pasuk says, v'yitnu koha over abkdim michasis ha-shekel. You should give a half a shekel. And the first question is, we know this is such a jam-packed parasha, so many things going on. We're going to talk more about the Mishkan, we're going to talk about Shabbos. At the end, we talk about Chet HaEgel and Moshe Rabbeinu coming down. Why specifically, call this question one, why specifically are we starting off with this idea of Machzik HaShekel? What is the idea of Machzik HaShekel? Question two, we know the Aruch HaShulchan says that there are seven times in the Torah, maybe even more, that they talk about Shabbos. Shabbos. And we're going to read a couple psukim about Shabbos, and we're going to ask a couple questions about this beautiful day that we have every single once a week, the beautiful day of Shabbos, found in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Torah tells us, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor, V'ata Daber El B'nei Yisrael Lemor, Ach Et Shabsosai Tishmoru, Ki Osi, Beiniu V'neichem L'doro Seichem. So the Ksav HaKabbalah says an amazing question. We know that Hashem says that you're going to get this Shabbos, as we learned in the Seres HaDibros, right, that we got Shabbos, but it says, Es Shasosai Tishmaru. Ask Xavi Kabbalah, who was Remetlinger, he was one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he lived in 1785 to 1865, him and Rav Hirsch and other people were very against the Reform movement, they realized that it could really destroy Klal Yisrael, and they were the Gedolei. He asked the following question. How come it says, et shasosai tishmaru? Why in plural? Why plural? Shasosai, we have one Shabbos a week. Why in plural? Furthermore, and then we have the psukim, mushmartem et haShabbos, you should guard the Shabbos, ki kodesh ilachem. And then all of a sudden it talks about michalem mos yumas, that if you're michale, you profane it, and you don't keep it, you're going to die. And then the famous pasuk, which you all know, Perek Laman Aleph, Pasuk Tes Zayin, V'sho M'nei Yisrael S'HaShabbos, La'asos Es HaShabbos. Ask Meshech Chochma, what are you doing? Shabbos comes every, it comes once a week, whether you like it or not, when you're ready for it or not. La'asos. So what are you doing, La'asos? What are you accomplishing? What are you doing? La'asos, you're doing something. So we'll call that the section of Shabbos. Why is it plural, and why is it La'asos? Then, we know we get to the Chet HaEgel. And it's very interesting, the Mogen Avram says that in the first two aliyahs of this week's parsha, the longest aliyahs, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that it's in the first two aliyahs, says Mogen Avram, because as we know, the Kohanim didn't mess up. Right? Me and Benny loves the Shabbat, Benny Hitchkiewicz, right? So the Kohanim didn't mess up. They said, Mila Shem Elai, who's for the Rabboni Sholem? But as we know, that you Yisraelim, sorry, it's not your fault, it's your ancestors' fault, but you Yisraelim messed up. So therefore we put the story of the Chet HaEgel on the first and second Aliyah to not call out all of you guys, right? That's why we put in the Kohen and the Levi Aliyah to make sure that a Yisrael who's getting an Aliyah is not hearing about his ancestors messing up. Very interesting. As they say, the Chofetz Chaim, the Rav Schwab, Rav Shimon Schwab is the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim once said to him, you know, I'm sorry, but it's not your fault, but it's your ancestors' fault. You messed up. The Chofetz Chaim is saying this, right? So many are Kagan, the Kohen, the Gadol Hador, Shiva Radin. So the Chofetz Chaim says to Roshua, listen, it's not your fault. But the question is obvious that everyone's going to try to figure out, and if you hear any Dvar Torah this week, it's going to be, how did it happen? How did Klal Yisrael, they're on such a high level, they got the Torah. How is it possible that they mess up on the Chet HaEgel? What was the sin about? And lastly, at the end of the parasha, throwing in a lot of questions, we'll review it, don't worry. At the end of the parasha, we learn about the Shalosh Regalim. What is the connection between the Mishkan and Sholosh Regoim, the Chet HaEgel and Shabbos. Is there a deep connection of the Sholosh Regoim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? Is there a connection with the whole theme of this week's parsha? So again, let's just chazer over. Make sure we got the questions in our back pocket. You can say this to your fathers. You can say this to whoever you want. Say Divrei Torah. So again, question one is, why is the beginning of the parsha talking about Matzis HaShekel? We know Rashi brings down that if you count Klal Yisrael, it's an Ayin Hara. So therefore, that's why they did it in half. What? But why? Again, why are you talking about Matzis HaShekel? Question two is, we talk about Shabbos. First of all, why is it plural at Shabsosai Tishmaru? And furthermore, why is it Lassos? What are you doing when you keep Shabbos? And three, what was Chet HaEgel about? And why is the Sholosh Regoim either a fix-up of the Chet HaEgel connected to the Mishkan? Okay. So what's the Yisod? What's the Yisod? What's that foundation point? Obviously, all the foundation points, which I always say, is that we're here in this world to get close to Hashem. We're here in this world to fight against the Yitzhahara. We're in this world to build ourselves. However, it comes along with Ksava Kabbalah, or Mettlinger, and he says a beautiful idea. We know that during the week, a person is busy, a person is osek in his parnasa, a person is involved physically. There's an aspect of the guf, the body. And again, a person needs to make a living, he needs to support his family. There is the idea of the physical, the mundane. However, on Shabbos, as we all know, there is the spiritual. There is the idea that we're bringing Hashem, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped creating the world and He rested. So to us, we have that spiritual rest. We have that idea of bringing the spirituality and bringing it into our lives. And that's what Shabbos is about. Right? We say every Friday night, a person, we know that there's a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, if that a person has a longer Shmoneh Esrei and then he misses Vayechulu at the end with Magen Avos, he misses Vayechulu, does he have to do it with another person? Does he do it himself? So according to the great Chazon Ish, you have to do it with another person. Why? Because you need to have Eidus, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. He created the world in 6 days, and 7 days rested. There's an idea of Shabbos showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one running the world. They tell a famous story. Everyone loves stories. They got told this story a couple years ago, that there was a girl, and she was in the Holocaust, and her parents realized that they weren't going to make it, but they had one passport, and they gave it to their daughter, and they said, listen, she was a young girl, imagine, Chas V'Shalom, never even think about it, saying goodbye to your parents, and they said, they had relatives in America, and they said one thing, whatever you do, keep the Shabbos. She's like a little girl, a little six-year-old girl, whatever you do, again, keep the Shabbos. She says, you know, it was so emotional, she says goodbye, she's able to get on the boat, and she goes to the relatives, distant cousins, she takes on their name. And the problem was in those times, as we all know, is that Shabbos was hard for people. And the people that she moved into said, listen, you could stay by us, but we're not so well off. You need to make a living to pay a little for your rent, a little for your food, and you need to help out, so you have to get a job. However, the problem was is that every single week, she would be fired from her job. So she said, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? So one time, she was working in a textile, in a factory, and in the back of her mind, she kept on playing from her parents, you have to keep Shabbos, you have to keep Shabbos. But at the same time, she was stuck with a dilemma. Because on the one hand, she needed to make money in order to stay by her relatives, but on the other hand, she needed to keep Shabbos. And she didn't know what to do, and she decided, you know what, I'm just going to sit on a bench, I have to keep Shabbos. Again, I'm not going to have Kiddush, and I'm not going to have Lechem Mishnah, but I'm going to sit. I'm just going to sit and bring in Shabbos, not do any malacha, not do any work. And she was crying and emotional. She was so torn of what to do. After Shabbos, she comes back to the house, and the relatives are so happy. They're so excited. They can't believe it. And she says, what do you mean? So they say to her, you don't understand. It's a famous story. I think it's in Small Miracles also. That factory went up in flames, and no one survived. No one survived. And you were supposed to work in that factory. You had a job there. And we thought it was over for you. And now we see you. And the girl turns to them and says, Shabbos. Shabbos saved me. Mikor HaBracha, as we say in Lecha Dodi. Ki Mikor HaBracha. Shabbos is the, right? They tell another story. We hear a lot of these type of stories. There was a Rav, one of the Gedolim, that he didn't sleep on Shabbos. That was his 24 hours, right? He pulled all-nighters, not giving anyone to do that, but you know, it's pretty amazing. Maybe push a little extra learning. He stayed up all night, all Shabbos, and he was learning. One time, a Talmud, he got stuck on a, he had a question, and he was back and forth. He couldn't figure it out. And he decided at 2:30 in the morning he was going to go to this Rav because this Rav was always up. So he went and he knocked. He didn't answer the door. He knocked again. He didn't answer the door. He decided to go around the back of the house, and Baruch Hashem, the door, the back door was open. He goes to the back door, walks into the house, and he sees the Rav, one of the Gedolim, on the floor. He had a sudden heart attack. But the only reason, again, who knocks on someone's door at 2:30 in the morning? But the only reason why he was saved is because he was learning Torah on Shabbos. Shabbos Makor HaBracha. So there's an idea of Shabbos. There's this idea of Shabbos that we have to take the spiritual. Again, during the week is physical. And we're in our physicality. We're involved in technology a little. But then we put it aside. We put it aside and say, HaShkodesh Baruch Hu. It's just me and you. You know, the Torah writes in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. Very interesting. The Torah says, the Torah says that we have Shabbos. You got to take a little shluf shluf, a little nap, to like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? The Torah writes this. And not only that, says the Torah, you got to learn a little extra. You got to have a little more tanugim. You have to have a little extra food. This idea of Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Meshech Chochma says, the great Rameir Simcha Midivinsk, he says an amazing thing. Why does it say lassos? Shabbos? Really? You're doing anything? You're doing something by lassos? Shabbos comes whether you like it or not. Again, by Yontif, Mekadish Yisrael, Vazmanim, by Yontif, Klal Yisrael is doing something, right, for all the Daf Yomi learners, right, that there's an idea of Mekadish Yisrael, that there's an idea of Klal Yisrael creating Kedusha. But by Shabbos, it's coming from the Ribbono Shel. Mekadish Yisrael, right, what is that? Why? So says the Meshech Chochma, no, lassos. Lassos means you have to do. You have to bring the spirituality. You need to do something. It's not physical, but it's spiritual. You have to let the spirituality come in. You got to work on it. Lassos. You know, they ask an interesting question. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there are three aviros a person has to give his life for. Right? Gilui Arayos, moral act, Shvichus Damim, that a person can't kill someone, and Gilui, right? And Avodah Zarah. Ask, why not Shabbos? Again, there's Gemara about Kiddush Hashem, but why not Shabbos? If someone says either desecrate Shabbos or give up your life, you have to desecrate Shabbos. Why is that? So says the Meshech Chochma, because I will be Mechal Shabbos, Lishmor Shabbos is Harbe. That's why, right away, you go, if Chas HaShalom, there's an emergency, right away, but it's not even called Mechal Shabbos. You go to the hospital right away, you don't make all your cheshbonos. Why? Because the idea of Shabbos is lasso, so you can make more Shabbosim. That's what it's about. So again, why, says Rav Ettlinger, why this idea of Shabbos? Why is it Lashon plural? Because there's physicality during the week. There's a physical aspect which we all know about, but then there's a spiritual aspect, bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives. How did it happen? How did Klal Yisrael mess up with the Chet HaEgel? How is it possible? Again, Klal Yisrael messed up. How did they mess up? I remember that my grandfather, Reb Amzin Zatzal, I talk about him a lot because he had a major, major thing in my life. So I remember every year we used to go to him for Pesach, and then eventually he became scholar in residence in different places, different Pesach programs. I remember I always tell the story. We once went to Cancun, right? My parents threw it down. We went to Cancun, beautiful, and a guy came over to me. I became friendly with a guy, and right, a Sephardi Israeli guy, and he said, why don't you go swimming with my son on Yontif? I said, I don't do that. He's like, what, you think you're better than me? I'm like, no, I don't think I'm better than you, it's just something I don't do. So he's like, let me ask you a question. I'm like, okay. So he's like, you think you're better than Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm like, I don't think I'm better than Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's like, Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Yamsif. I'm like, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Yamsif, but the Yamsif split. If I go into the water's not splitting for me. Okay, listen, you back down a little. I didn't go swimming. But I remember that I'm a Kohen, right? Baruch Hashem, as I said before, Mi Lashem Elai, me coming back from my father, Baruch Hashem, my grandfather, right? The great-great-grandfather, you go all the way back. God willing, we're a Kohanim, we have a Cheskes Kohanim, right? And I remember I was at a Pesach Seder, and me and my cousin, right? My cousin, give him a shout out and show him raps. We had a Pesach Seder, and he said, "It's not fair. How come you're a Kohen and I'm not?" I said, "Listen, your ancestor's not. I'm sorry, but he didn't like that. We were little kids." So I said, we tried convincing him that he shouldn't really be so upset. Why shouldn't he be so upset? Because I'm going to work in the Beis HaMikdash, but his advantage is that he could go to a funeral. So he kind of bought that a little. I'm not really sure how he bought that. But again, I can work in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Hashem, it's Hashem. We have to daven a little harder than Mashiach comes. But what was the sin in the Chet HaEgel? How did Klal Yisrael mess up? So comes along Rashi, and Rashi tells him this week's parsha that there was an idea of the Erev Rav, right? You have those people, Chutz L'Machaneh, causing the trouble. You always have it, right? The Erev Rav came, and they caused a lot of problems, and they got Klal Yisrael very confused. The Ramban says, no. Really, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that ever lived. And now Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down. They got really nervous, says the Ramban. And therefore, they needed to find a new Navi. So they decided, again, it wasn't Avodah Zarah per se, says the Ramban, but they needed a new Navi. So they went and they brought the Chet HaEgel. Answer number two. Answer number three. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes LeYaakov, one of the Gedolei Yisrael, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He writes that really they had a lack of bitachon in Hashem. They didn't realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam was in their lives in a practical way. Again, a person has emunah, a person believes in Hashem. But it's more than just emunah. A person needs to have the bitachon. He needs to have the trust in Hashem that He's holding our hands, right? Trust in Hashem, right? You all know that song. We got to trust in Him more, right? They really had to have the bitachon, and they lost that bitachon once something went off a little bit. Comes along the great Beis HaLevi, and the Beis HaLevi gives a fourth answer. If you look in the Mishkan, every single time in the Mishkan, it keeps on saying, Kasher Sivcha Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Kasher Sivcha Hashem. What happened though with Chet HaEgel? They used their own reasoning. They didn't think. They didn't wait for the command from Hashem. They just did whatever they thought. Kasher Sivcha Hashem. And we're living our lives Kasher Sivcha Hashem. There are a lot of people that decide their own thing based on their own. Again, we all have different circumstances, different things. But you need to follow the Tzivoy Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Matan Torah. We messed up a little. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up and get the Luchos. Right? Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, the Gemara Gin, Daf Samach. This idea. But they took their own reasoning. And you know, a lot of times we have to work on this. We take our own reasonings. We sometimes think that we're Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. We just decide, oh, this is happening because of this. We're not Hashem. We have shtalos, and we have to do what we can. Right? You have these Kabbalah centers, right? What are these Kabbalah centers? They think they're learning Kabbalah. They're not learning anything. Right? They think they can just take spirituality, their own spirituality, and bring whatever they think is spirituality. It's not. It's the farthest thing from Shem Bar Yochai and the Zohar. It's whatever. That's not what Judaism is about. Judaism is not a feel-good religion. It's an awesome religion. And we have the Torah, and we have the connection to Hashem. But it's not based on what we think. It's what Hashem thinks. So says the great Beis HaLevi, Kasher Sivcha Hashem. The Mishkan was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. You know, Rashi says, it's amazing. We know that we had Truman Tisavet talking about the Mishkan. And then we have Kisisa. So what's going on? Did the Chet HaEgel happen before? Didn't. So if you take chronological order, Kisisa is right after Truman Tisavet. Rashi says no. Ein Mukta Mucha Retorah. Really, Klal Yisrael messed up with the Chet HaEgel, and then they got the Mishkan afterwards. Amazing. Right? We read Truman Tetzaveh, Kisisa. No! You're right! That's the way the Torah is written, but it's a kapara. The Mishkan is a kapara for Klal Yisrael messing up. Why? Because the Mishkan is, we all want to be that walking, living Mishkan. We want to be connected to Hashem. The way we're connected to Hashem is through our mitzvahs, through our ma'asim tovim, being nice to someone, even if you don't like them. Maybe you don't need to be friends with everyone, but you need to be nice, right? For my mother, she always says, one number one rule, you got to be nice. And it's hard sometimes, because you have people that are not so nice, how can I be nice to them? But again, the more a person works, because we're in this world to work. You know, how is Charles Shergolem connected to this idea? So I said this vort before, but it's such a powerful vort. It's connected to us. We're learning Maseches Kedushin. Pesach represents Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim, and they hit the first level of Kedushin. As we all know, Kedushin is the first stage of a marriage, not the complete stage. They hit the first stage of marriage, right? They got Adam and Mitzrayim. Then we get Shavuos. Shavuos, which we all know, is the Nisuin, is getting the Torah. And then we have the Sukkos. Sukkos represents living in the Mishkan of Hashem 7 days. That represents the Shevar Brachos, starting to get to know your wife, understanding her, right? And building that relationship. It's the same thing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship with Hashem. We started Pesach, the first stage. We got out of Mitzrayim. After 210 years, can't even imagine how long that is. Even though it's supposed to be 400, 210 years. Then we got the Shavuos, we got the Torah, Baruch Hashem. We're able to be Osek B'Torah, Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh. And then we have this connection, we have the Mishkan. I once heard from Rosh Hashanah Razer, beautiful. If you look in the davening of Shabbos, what does it say in Friday night? It says, V'yenuchu V'ah. It says that we're going to rest in feminine. And what does it say? V'kidashta. There's an idea of Kiddushin, feminine. Shabbos morning, what do we say? V'yenuchu V'ah, masculine man. And what do we say? V'seinchel Kenu V'sorasecha. The same idea. Then we go Kiddushin, the Torah, and then the next level, V'yenuchu V'ah at Mincha, when Shabbos is coming to a close. V'yenuchu V'ah, man and woman coming together. That, and what does it say? Hashem Echad, Vishimcha Echad, that we're bringing Hashem's name, and that's the Mishkan. You know, the Gra says an awesome thing. How come right in the beginning of the Torah we're talking about Machzis HaShekel? Look, says the Gra, Machzis, Mem, Ches, Sadi, Yutes. If you take the Sadi, it represents Stucca. Two letters next to it is Chai. You give Stucca, you have life. You don't give Stucca, you don't help out another person. Two outer letters, Mace. Stucca, as we all know, Mishle, Perakir, Pasuk Beis. Stucca, Tatzel Mimoves, the Gemara Bobasa, Dafir Aleph, talks about all the stories, how Stucca, because Stucca is looking what else someone else needs. Right? My elementary principal, Rav Gross, living in Israel now, he always says, Nasan, Nun, Tof, Nun, the way it's spelled backwards and forwards. Right? The same way. Why? Because when you give, you'll get back. Oh, I'm giving! No! Although you're giving, you're getting back the Schar Noilam Haba. The fact that you're helping someone, Hashem will help you. The idea of Stucca, there's so many people in need. There's so many people that just need just saying hello. That's even Stucca. Again, it's not physical money, but it's Stucca just saying hello. You know, there was a guy in Mivaseret 2-3 years ago. You know, at the end of the year, they have this, they go on the roof and everyone talks for a couple minutes. And a guy said, you know, he was having a very hard time in yeshiva. He was going through a lot, physically, emotionally, it wasn't working for him. And then, you know, he had to go, whatever, he needed to take a break. He got one text from a guy. We miss you, how you doing? He didn't even know this guy, he knew this guy a little. And because of that one little text he said, I remember, on the roof, he said he came back to yeshiva and he had an awesome year. One little text, amazing. The power of what we can do. We don't even realize what we could do. The power of our words, the power of our actions. So this is the idea. And I once heard from one of my Rebbeim, Rebbe Meir Toresky, Rosh Yeshiva NYU. He says, you know what? We have Shabbos every week. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us this beautiful Shabbos. How many of us, we wait for the last minute to take the showers, it's sometimes cold. How many of us prepare before? How many of us take the shower early? You're there, we're learning about Kovin and owning Shabbos. You do something before. Maybe you could help out in the Chadar Ochel, or as Mayoch, set the table. Right, my mother, she sets the table before. My wife, my kids, they set the table before Shabbos. The idea of Kovin Shabbos, bringing Shabbos in, preparing yourself. Imagine learning a half hour before Shabbos and doing myself, so trust me, again, I have a lot of kids, I have good excuses. But still, not waiting for the last moment, learning a little Tehillim, learning a little Daf Yomi, learning a little Chazara, half hour, bringing Shabbos in the right way. So again, let's just make sure we have all the questions. The reason why we start off the Torah with Machzis HaShekel is because half-half. Meaning Hashem says, I want that relationship with you. You do half, and I'll do the other half. I love you so much. I want that relationship with you. Why in Shavso Sai? Why the plural? Because there's a physical rest, but it's also the spiritual. We have to realize how fortunate we are to keep Shabbos. We could bring Shabbos more Kedusha, realizing that we have the Kedusha. Chet HaEgel, they messed up because they didn't realize it's Kedusha. They brought their own reasoning into it. We need to just take a step back sometimes and realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasher Sivcha Hashem, like the Mishkan is Kasher Sivcha Hashem, the relationship with Hashem. And Shosh, we're going, because again, the stage of going from a Pesach, Erisin, to a Shavuos and a Suin, and then the Sukkos, the Shechina, the Mishkan, Basuli Mikdash v'Shachanti b'Socham, Al Tikri b'Socham, Ela b'Socho, that we want the Mishkan within our lives. Bezus Hashem, learn up this Parsha, it's a rich Parsha, a lot going on. Let us learn from the sin of the Chet HaEgel, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for all of us. We need to have more bitachon, realizing that Hashem loves us so much. And Bezus Hashem, we should just keep on growing and growing in our Torah, in our Avodah, in our Gemilas Chasadim. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos.